Shabbat Yedei, the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
Last week's Pasha, Pasha's Bahaloscha, the Torah tells us that the Yidden complained, Mi yachileini busa. They wanted to eat flesh, they wanted to have meat, and as a result of their complaining, the Rabbein Shloilem was very angry with them, that they're just looking for tavas, not conducting themselves in the correct way. Today I want to speak about the topic, when is the correct time to eat meat? Is it correct for an Erlich Hayid, just whenever he's hungry, he's going to take some meat out the fridge? Or no, there's specific times when a person should be eating meat, and there are specific times when it's wrong. So Nishta Derech might even be an Issa, one shouldn't be eating meat. And it is a Beferish Pusik in Pashas B'Shalach. Steht in Pashas B'Shalach, V'yoyme Moshe, B'seis Hashem Lochem, Bo'erev Buso Lechoy. The Rebbein Hashem is going to give you meat, Bo'erev. V'lechem Baboike Lizboya. And the voice is going to give you bread in the morning. Tells us the Gemara, a Gemara in Yima, Daf Ayin Hayom Adalef, Tuna Mishmeida Rabbi Shia Ben Korcha, Mikam Limda Toira Derech Eretz. The Torah is teaching us Derech Eretz, Shlo Yoichal Udom Buso Elo Balayla. Often a Gemara, you're not supposed to eat flesh Ella Balayla, only in the night time. This Gemara is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Rambam, but the Mishnah Berurah does quote it. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kifnin Zayin, Siv Kutin Dalad, writes, Toiv Shiyusim Achiluse Beyoim Kala Mi Balayla. It's correct, a person should conduct himself that your meals by day should be lighter than your meals by night. V'yisnaheg al pi masha kusav be'inyan hamon, bo'erev busa lechoil, v'lechem ba'boike lizboya. It's correct, says Mishnah Berurah, you should conduct yourself lefi v'shteitim this pusik, only to eat meat by night, and to eat bread and other foods by day. Similarly, the bare hate of there, writes in the name of Darizal. The same concept, Yisnag al pi ha-toira be'erev busa hu Arizal. Writes Darizal, meat should only be eaten by night, not by day. Of course, Shabbos is the exception. We'll get Reb Leib, the son of the Chofetz Chaim, writes in his Sefer Dugma Midake Ovidan, Hugus of his father, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, that this is how the Chofetz Chaim conducted himself. He would eat during the day only light foods. And only late at night, 10, 11 o'clock at night, would he actually eat a heavy meal or eat meat. Because he would say that if he's going to eat a heavy meal during the day, it's going to make him tired. He won't be able to learn properly. So, ikasidusoi hoya oichal al pirov balayla, b'shu asiris, oi achad usa achad kol lemidov. And this is also written in the Choivas Halvovos, Shah Precious Perikei, Vesim Achiloscho Beyoim, Yoisakala Mi Achiloscho Balayla. By day, it should be lighter, your meals, than by night. In order that you should be able to learn properly. So we need to ask ourselves, why is it that we don't seem to be seeing that many people are mapped on this? And in fact, I would even say, no, they're not mapped of it, but in the yeshivas, kimat in the ganze welt, the main meal of the day is lunchtime. That's the fleishige gesida. They're giving them meat to eat by the meal of the afternoon, and the evening is lighter food. Keneged was shaped in this gemara.
Doctors say
it's harder to digest at night. Oh, shkoyach, so that fits in very well. It's hard to say, harder to digest by night. Oh, okay, I don't know. So writes the Chidur as follows. Toiv sheyargel atzmoi sheloy lechel harba balayla. You shouldn't be eating a lot by night. Ki hi toiv legif lenefesh. That's better for your sigh for your gift and sigh for your nefesh not to eat a lot by night. V'loy ke'eli ha'oichlim mardanim buso. Not like these that like to indulge in fleishig gesedes by night. Rabim shuti. Many people have unfortunately fallen in. And shom chelkes ha'sitra achra oiloh. Azoy zuk dechidu. L'chayre. Dechidu is keneged de gemura. Similarly, the Kloisenburger Rebbe, Zechoy Nevrucha, Shefachayim Pashas Pinchas, says as follows. The Gemara tells us, a Gemara Masechtas Bruchas in Daf Lamed Beis, Ein ari noyheim, a lion only roars, mitach kippush, Ein ari noyheim, mitach kippush al tevin, from eating straw, ele mitach kippush al busa. And the Gemara learns this out from a Pusik. The Pusik says, V'ochal v'sove v'dushayim, a person eats, he's filled himself up. Epuna el Elohim achayrim va'avudim. When a person eats too much, v'yishman yishim v'yivad, no good. Writes the Klausenburger Rebbe, you see the dangers of indulging in eating meat. And therefore, eitel ha'tzadikim ivachol mekoy mos yisul kefi ha'yodiyani. As far as I'm aware, says the Klausenburger Rebbe, but all tzadikim and everywhere, Usi ikka hasida bayoim, the ikka sida was always by day. Vile balayla le ochli busa ella sida kal. Oh, you're going to ask, but we've got a beferish apusit in Parshas Beshalach. Be'er of tochli busa vaboy kittus viluchem, vidatu kiani Hashem. Zuk the Klausenburger Rebbe. This was in the midbar, the doideya. The doideya, they were able to indulge in eating meat even by night. And despite this, v'yidatim ki ani Hashem, and it won't affect them. Abazuk the Klausenburger Rebbe, we can't compare ourselves to the doideya. This is how it should be. We are not on their madrega. And therefore, says the Klausenburger Rebbe, one shouldn't eat meat by night, only eat meat by day. And this is the correct hanhoga. Azoizuk the Klausenburger Rebbe, hegavaldig achidish, nishvi the pashtas, of the Gemara. However, as we said, the Masa, we don't see that Klal Yisrael is really being mapped on this Gemara. And in fact, the Lekita Marich, he asks this as a kasha. But to me, it's by me a gross appeller. Shaloi re'isi this horim bazaar. Don't see people being mapped on this Gemara. Afila ha'anshe Masa. Even great people. Zuk the Lekita Marich, perhaps the reason is because nowadays, we are very weak physically. And meat gives a person koyach. So therefore, although, yes, you're correct, really, we shouldn't be eating meat by day, but because we are physically weak, therefore, that's why we're not mapping on it.
Avraham Avinu once got it wrong.
I'll get to Avraham Avinu. Shkoyach, I'll get there. Similarly, the Peleoyetz writes that it's correct for a person also to conduct himself like the Gemara says, only to eat meat by night. But then he finishes off, V'hakoy lefi ma shehi udom, yekalkel davuroi b'mishpot. Everything depends on how you are, your health. Hakoy lefi ma shehi udom. So we see that Peleoyetz writes the same yesod as the Lekita Marich, that although we should be conducting ourselves fi the Gemara, if we're too weak and we need the meat to strengthen ourselves, we are allowed. Now I want to bring a raya to this yisod from the Beferish Gemara in Masechtas Kedishin. The Gemara in Kedishin, Daf Lamed, speaks about the importance of Limud HaTorah, and a person's got a chiv not only for himself, but to teach his children Torah. And there, B'toy Chadvorim, the Gemara writes as follows, Reb Chiya Ba'aba Loituim Imsa. He wouldn't eat Imsa. What is Imsa, says Rashi? Busa ma'at begechulim ho yiregilim litoim baboika. So Rashi, they used to eat meat for breakfast. So the Gemara, Reb Chiya ba'aba loituam imsa. He wouldn't eat meat for breakfast at the makra le'yanika in Moisvei. Until he had first learnt Torah with the kinderlach. Rabba Barav Hina, Leituam Imsa. He also wouldn't meet Abda Maisali Yanikala Base Midrush until he brought his children to the Base Amedrush. I have here a Beferisha Gemura that Amaruim, says Rashi, Ma'at Busa Begachulim Hoyeregilim Litoim Baboika. They would eat meat for breakfast. I don't understand what's going on here. Limda Torah Darachet, Sha'in Ochlim Busa Ela Balayla. And we have here Beferish Gemura, that Amaruim would eat meat for breakfast. Litva means to eat. Yeah. For breakfast, you don't eat a big cedar. Stamazoi, breakfast, whatever you eat, whether it's seals, I think it's a te'ima ba'alma. But they would eat meat for breakfast. Lachoyra, the shtipnish with the Gemura, with the pusik. So we need to ask ourselves, when the Gemura Masechtas Yima said, Limdacho Torah Derech, is the Gemara telling us it's forbidden? Or is the Gemara saying means it's not the right thing to do? But if there is a reason why you feel that you need to do it, then it's not a problem. Because the whole, it's not an issa, it's just an inyan of derech eretz. So if there's an overriding reason why I feel I do need to do something, then there's no problem, there's no chisurim of a lack of derech eretz. So we have another Gemara. The Gemara we all know tells us, we learn out from a pusik, Ipushates begudav veluvash begudim acherim. The Kohanim would do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash when they took out the deshin, the ash from the Mizbeach. Afterwards they had to change their clothes and wear other big day kehina to carry on doing the avoid. Why? Says the Gemara, the reason is, Tonebei Rebbe Shmuel, Lem Decho Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah is teaching us Derech Eretz. Begudel Shabishu Behem Kedair L'Rabboi, Hal Yimzoi Behem Kois L'Rabboi. It's Nishken Derech Eretz, that the clothes that you wear when you're standing in the kitchen cooking, that's the clothes that you wear when you come into your master to give him a cup of wine. It's a felt in Derech Eretz. Zug Rashi, in his Perash Al HaTorah, on the Pusik, Ipushet Es Begudov, Ein zichoiva ela derech eretz. It's not, although the Pusik says very clearly, Ipushat es begudov, he has to change his clothes, or you shouldn't think that it's a chiv. Ein zichoiva ela derech eretz. And although the Ramban is choilik there, of Rashi, and Freik, lo yedati minayin umar rav she'ena choiva, or the Mizruchim and the Maral and Guari, fe'emfen the pshat in Rashi. We see here from Rashi, and as I stated before, Beferisha Gemura in Masechtas Beyah in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and other Sigya, that when the Gemura uses the phrase Derech Eretz, we are not speaking about an Issa. We're speaking about something which is not correct, Mitzad Missa, Mitzad Derech Eretz. But therefore, when there is an overriding reason why I feel that I do need to do this, then there's not a problem, because it's not an Issa, it's only an Inyan from Derech Eretz. So if we are going to say that nowadays people are weak and they need to eat meat in order to give them koyach, then it's not a chisurin of Derech Eretz. And we have quite a few Gemuras to demonstrate this. The Gemura says in Baba Kama, in Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that Rav Nachman was asked a shala and he didn't answer. Only the next day did he answer. Why didn't he answer straight away? Said Rav Nachman about himself, that which I didn't give you an answer last night in the evening, I hadn't eaten any flesh. And because I hadn't eaten any flesh, I wasn't able to concentrate properly. And because I couldn't concentrate properly, I didn't want to give you an answer. In Shiva's Harashba, he quotes this Gemara, and he says that a Talmud Chochem who made a neder, that he's not going to eat flesh, one has to be matir his neder. Why? Because for a Talmud Chochem to eat flesh is considered like a Dvar Mitzvah, because he needs it to be able to learn properly. And then Shiva's Beis Ephraim quotes the words of the Rashba, and he writes, from this we learn out that Busa is Miyasev Das Talmidei Chachomim. That flesh helps the Talmud Chochem to be able to concentrate in his learning. And we have another Gemara in Masechtas Nida, in Daf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis. Says the Gemara that Rav Popa once came to a visit to the house of Rav Shmuel, and Rav Shmuel prepared the fleishige seder for Rav Papa, and then only afterwards Rav Shmuel asked the shala to Rav Papa. Says the Rashash, why did Rav Shmuel first prepare fleishige seder for Rav Papa before asking the shala? Because he was worried that if Rav Papa hadn't eaten any fleish, he wouldn't be able to give him a proper answer. So first he gave him a fleishige seder, and afterwards he asked him his shala. And we can bring a raya, b'feish a raya, as there's no chisun of derech eretz, from a pusik in Sefer Meluchim Aleph, that when the Rabbi Shem told Eliyahu HaNavi to run away and to hide himself, that he shouldn't be killed, state in the pusik, how did Eliyahu HaNavi survive? The Rabbi Shem made every single day two birds would bring him food. Told the Rabbi Shem HaNavi, I've got two birds which they are going to bring you food every day. Ha'orvim mevim loy lechem ibuso baboike velechem ibuso bo'erev. They brought him twice a day. Brought him lechem ibuso in the morning, lechem ibuso in the evening. Now, if one shouldn't be eating meat by day, how can it be that Ribbono shel Olam sends busa to Eliyahu HaNavi? Elamai, we see, it's only an inyan fin derech eretz. And when, as we said, there's some overriding reason, it won't apply. And with this now, we come to Avraham Avinu. The kasha is from Avraham Avinu. The three Maluchim came to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu prepares for them, Velabuka rots Avraham, gimel shoynis b'chadl. If you're not supposed to be eating busa by day, why did he want to prepare for the Maluchim three shoynis? Why did he prepare some flesh? However, if we look in the pusa, yeah, but stam is mishkan derech eretz, even not Eden. Mishkan derech is a derech gasus, so it's a haughty to eat busa baday. So even if you didn't know the Eden, but it's mishkan derech eretz, mishkan shayin
ezach. The traveling
doesn't have anywhere to eat the day. Yeah, but they can eat whatever. Okay, so I'll give you a different test. If we look in the pusik, Avraham Avinu didn't want to prepare for them flesh. State in the pusik, ve'echo pas lechem, he told the maluchim, I'm going to prepare you bread. Vesadi libchem, he didn't mention anything about bread. Carries on the pusik. Vayikachem v'chulav iben habuka. Fragin chazal, what's going on here? Avraham Avinu told them I'm only preparing for them bread, and then suddenly he brings them flesh. Ve'ili lechem and lechem lo yaisi lekamai. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu oichle chilim betahara hoya. Avraham Avinu would eat chilim betahara. Ve'nitmas ha'isa. Then Moses go on nitmas ha'isa because Surimani was chosel and arisa, so the pas became tome. So he couldn't bring them any more bread. So instead of that, he had to bring them flesh. Azoy zog the Gemara, and azoy shtei telushin tosefta. What? Slowly? Yeah, but he brought them even more. Gimel, Shoyin, Bechadel, everything. He could have bought them one little, you know, tiny salami. You know, he went overboard. But the question is, at the end of the day, you see that he brought, why did he bring them busa? Says the Gemara, he didn't want to, he wasn't going to. But suddenly he couldn't bring them bread. So he couldn't bring them bread, he had to bring a substitute. So again, we see here that there's no issa per se of eating flesh. It's the union of derech eretz. But when there's an overriding reason, then there's not a problem. Now the Be'er Heitev, when he said you shouldn't eat meat, he doesn't quote the Mishnah Brira. He doesn't quote, I'm sorry, the Gemara. He quotes from the Arizal. The Arizal said, you're not supposed to eat meat by day. And the Lemakita Marich wonders, why does the Be'er Heitev need to quote this in the name of the Gemara? We have a Beferisha. Why does the Be'er Heitev need to quote this in the name of the Arizal? We have a Beferish Gemara. So the Be'er Heitev should be quoting the Gemara. You're not supposed to be eating meat by day. Why does he have to quote this from the Arizal?
Didn't Yosef do it from his brothers? I
don't know. Okay, but this will answer. I can answer this question in a minute. So, Freik the Lakita Marich, why is the Be'er Heitev quoting this from the Arizal, and he's not quoting it from a Gemara? So if we look in was wird gebracht auf Pi Kabula, we'll see that the Sifre Kabula are more machme than the Gemara. The Gemara said it's an inyan of Derech Eretz. And like we have explained, that when therefore, when there's an overriding reason, it's not an issue. However, if we look in Sifre Kabula, it's not brought down as an inyan of Derech Eretz, but rather as a point blank issa. One may not eat busa by day, full stop. Yes, Derech Eretz, no Derech Eretz, doesn't enter into. Why are Pi Kabula, should you not be eating Fleisch by day? Steht in Zoya Kudish, there in Parshat Beshalach. Tanya Reb Yitzchok Oma, Mai Dichsiv Bein Ho Abayim Toich Li Busa Va Boiketiz Biluchem, Bein Abayim, in the evening, the Hishata the Dina, which that's a time of din, Toich Li Busa. That's when you should be eating Busa, which you've done a mass of Shechit on it, it's an Indian of din, and says the Zoya Kudish, Busa is red, it's Mo'ira din, if a boyke, Tisbi lochem, meshim de ikra chesed hihi shata. Reb Tanchem Oma, do simek vado chiva. Do simek, bread. Fleisch is red, it's din, vado chiva. Bread is white. Simek, the red, is bein habayim. Dichsiv bein habayim tochli busa. The chivra betzafra, and the bread, which is white, is in the morning. Dichsiv vaboike tisbi lochem. Oh, I was thinking about that. Yeah, but it's still not red. Oh, I had the same kasha, it's not red. And this is quoted in the Kaf HaChaim, B'Shem the Reishis Chochma, that you shouldn't eat meat by day because it's Ma'oiradin. And we don't want to be Ma'oiradin by day. The Shem Mishmiel also brings it, and many others for. So according to the Kabbalah, you're not allowed to eat ever meat by day. And if you're not allowed to eat meat by day, it won't. There was no heter of yes, Derech Eretz, not Derech Eretz. So therefore, we understand the Be'er Hayter felt it was more powerful to quote B'Shem Arizal rather than the Gemara, because the Gemara, it depends. So we need to ask ourselves, as I've just said earlier, that we see we're not being mapped at all on this. And not only the Hamoinom, Zug de Kitta Marich, that even the Anshim Asa, Zug the Closing Book of Fakir, Minog of Tzadikim is Dafke, yes, to eat flesh by day and not by night. Oh, but the Tzadikim always mapped on Vushtek and Zoya Kudish and Kisvei Arizal. So why is it we see that we don't seem to be mapped at all on this Zoya Kudish? Yeah, that's for Yom Tov and Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tov. But yeah, if you're going to do that in the week, what we're going to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? I know I once heard a shiur. Somebody said it's a big problem when you eat steak on Sunday and roast chicken on Monday and Tuesday is salt beef. So what are you going to leave for Shabbos and Yom Tov? In the olden times, you know, you were happy with a little tiny piece of chicken. Baruch Hashem, a little flesh for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So. Yes, Cholent. Ah, yeah, but not Friday night. Okay, so the Shala is, why are we not seeing people on Makpid at all on this Zoya Kodesh, not to eat Fleisch Badeh? So the Kaf HaChaim addresses this problem. And he quotes from the Reishis Chochma. The Reishis Chochma says, are Pi Kabbalah not allowed to eat Fleisch Badeh? But says the Reishis Chochma, although that may be so, but in the Pusik state, Bein Habayim, Teuchli Busa. Steidisch in the Pusik, Balaila Teuchli Busa, Bein Ha'abayim Teuchli Busa. Bein Ha'abayim, says the Reishis Chochma, starts from Plag HaMincha. From Plag HaMincha, you're already allowed to daven Mariv. So if I'm allowed to daven Mariv, and we consider it already Laila, from Plag HaMincha, Zog the Reishis Chochma, I think we can apply the same Yesod, Legaba Achilas Busa, that from Plag HaMincha, we're allowed to eat already busa. This is what Shteit in Reishis Chochma. Says the Kaf HaChaim, according to the Reishis Chochma, I want to add on to his Chiddush, that the Korban Tomid, we know there's two Korban Tomids, Tomid Shel Shacha, v'tomid Shel Bein Ho'abayim. When is one makriv the Tomid Shel Bein Ho'abayim? After Chatzois, when is it can be makriv the Tomid Shel Bein Ho'abayim. Zut the Kaf HaChaim, Asid Bein HaBayim is already from Chatzois Hayoim, is already called Bein HaBayim. And therefore, V'li Nira, D'lefize Gamma Chatzois Zmanehi, Valkein mish ef shaloi beloi busa yichal likvoya sidusa babusa acha chatzoy sayoy. So what came those from the Kafachaim now is, and if you think about it, we'll realize, as Oyezus, you know, Yisur Kadoshim, it's unheard of for Yidden to eat meat for breakfast. Lahavdil, the Goyim, it's a normal thing. They eat flesh, bacon and eggs, whatever it should be, ham and eggs, ich weiß nicht. They eat flesh, sausages for breakfast. It's a very normal thing. And by us Yidden, it is unheard of. The only time we have flesh in the morning is by Seder's mitzvah, bris milah, or whatever it should be, a Seder's mitzvah, Shabbos, Yom Tov. But azoi, to eat flesh in the morning, it is unheard of. And the kash is why? Why tak are we not doing that? The goyim are doing it, it's a normal thing. The answer is, now we understand. Because we are taka being makpid on this gemura. Lim dechot toire derechet she'en oichlem busa ela balayla. But balayla doesn't mean literally balayla. It means that you're not allowed to eat when it's not bein abayim. And bein abayim starts from chatzoyis hayoyim evata. Once it's chatzoyis hayoyim, zug the kafachayim, we've got no problem anymore to eat meat. However, before chatzoyis hayoyim, when it's still boiker, then we see taka, we are lamasa, we are makpid, we don't eat meat. I had this taka de shala once many years ago. I was in Ukraine and we were going to Mezhbish. And we'd ordered we came with a whole coachload of chevra. And we got delayed. We arrived at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And they prepared for us a whole seder because we'd been traveling the whole day. Chicken with chicken soup with the vegetables. Anyhow, we weren't interested. Arrived after the whole day. Nobody's interested. Went to bed. Daven shachris. We got up in the morning for breakfast. And hey, we were served the supper. We were served the supper. So I didn't want to tell the oilin what to do because I didn't eat it. Because I knew ma'esnish fleishiks in the free. So this is yisod. And the master, this is something we are all being mapped about. I had the ha'ura, however, as follows. The pasuk says, Bo erev toichli busa, iva boike tisbi lochem. Chazal ha-medayik, bo erev toichli busa, from here we learn out, she'in oichli busa ela balayla. Why were Chazal not medayik the same diyek from the rest of from the safe of the pasuk? Iva boike tisbi lochem. That you're only allowed to eat bread in the morning. Why were Chazal, how did Chazal know not to be medayik that you're not allowed to eat bread in the evening? Just like we remember diet, but erev toichli busa, you're only allowed to eat meat by night, i.e. in the morning and the day, you're not allowed to eat meat. So how do we know that we're allowed to eat bread balayla? Is the issa to eat bread balayla? If a boy can just be lochem, but nish balayla? And I couldn't find anybody who asks this kasha. I looked high and low. Nobody asks it. The shal is why? And then I saw in the Shachal HaTorah, he explains as follows. The pasuk says, Bo erev toichli busa, alushen achila. If a boyke, tis ve'i lochem. Why by busa does it say achila, and why by lechem? It doesn't say, if a boyke toichli lechem. If a boyke, tis be lochem. So the Shach, the Torah is teaching us a person should never fill himself up just on flesh. Baboika is tizbi lochem. You can eat your fill just from bread. But if you're only going to eat a bit of flesh, what are you going to fill yourself up with? Zug the shach. You're eating the flesh lalafas boy es hapas, to accompany the bread. You're not going to be eating just flesh by itself. You're being eating flesh together with bread. Mashenk in the morning, that you're not eating the flesh, you're only eating bread. If a boyke is tizbi lochem, you eat only bread, you're going to fill yourself up on the bread. Oba babalaya, zuk the shach was pushing, you're eating bread as well. Just you're eating bread plus the meat. But you shouldn't fill yourself up just with the meat. And as moyedik mediyek, the Ramor in Hilchos Busa v'chulav in Simon Peites, when the Ramor tells us that you're not allowed to eat meat and milk in one seder, So what are you supposed to do? So zok the Rambam as follows. You've got to wait. But besides waiting, you've also got to do something else. You've got to cut off the cedar. So says the Rambam, Yeshoimrim, the ain't zrichim lahamtim sheshus. You don't need to wait 6 hours, says Ramo. Rak miyad im silik. If you got rid of the flesh, ibeirach bichas hamuzon. And you said bichas hamuzon, and you did kniach vahaducha. You're allowed to eat milchiks. And he then repeats it a second time. Haminig hapush b'dinus eili lahamtim achachilis busa shuachas. The minig hapush is to wait an hour. You need to say birchas hamuzon after eating flesh. After eating flesh, you make birchas hamuzon. I was sure you make moenafushas. But as I said in the Ramu. And then he says again, the oz have a ksidachas, the mitlech of the Ramakin. Aber beloi birchas hamuzon, if you didn't bench, loi mahani. Three times the Ramu says, you're allowed to eat milchik straight after fleshiks, but only if you said birchas hamuzon. Writes the Shach, and I love Dafke Bechsuzen. Boy Nefushes will also do the job. Ah, so why then is the Ramu saying three times that you need to say Bechas Hamuzen? The answer is because it was the Derech always that when only ate flesh, but Toy Chasida, a person would wash, he would eat bread, he would have a piece of meat. Says now the Ramu, that you have to bench on the bread. Havada, says the Shach, by the way, if you didn't actually eat bread, you only ate meat, a boy in a fush is also good. But I see from the Ramu, the derech was always, the minig was, one didn't fill oneself up only with meat, one ate bread. So therefore it was pushed, the Torah didn't have to say this thing, because, be'erev toichli buso, you're allowed to eat meat, but you're not going to fill yourself up meat. You ate together with bread. The ikhis, reboishum taka helfen, am soll alles sein gesinnt und stark so kennen davnen und lernen und dienen der boy schon tag khoves hadas mit tag nie hadas um in kein jerus amen
finden du machst
das so schön alle ist so ein elo in ein jo boy es Nei lo yom nom lo isho chei me Yisrael Shoy no shoy mecho adoy ne tzicho ayad imenecho Yoy yom ha shemesh lo yakim